At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want stories of it's not what it looks like. Where you're like,
I swear, yeah, it's just a girl.
That's my cousin.
Right. The girl in the pictures.
I hardly know her.
I'm getting like Italian with mine.
There, but that's a real thing. Like your wife walks into the room, yeah, and like somebody just tripped and you're like helping them back up from behind.
Mm-hmm. You're doing the Heimlich.
What?
Yeah. And neither one of you have clothes on because like they like, right? And it's like, it's not what it looks, yeah, like. It's like.
But we really want real. It's not what it looks like.
Here's a real one. This happened to me literally yesterday. I was coming home from work. I was very late. I stopped and bought some furniture or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I'm coming back into my neighborhood. And you guys, this story is great for you guys because you've now met these people.
Okay.
They're neighbors of mine. Their son went to school with my son. Coffee Juan and Costco Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Who we met at the Silent Disco.
You mm-hmm. did. Are laying in my street, what? Sort of off on the curb, three bikes strewn about the area. One bike with its tire off. It just looks like it's real bad. So I immediately pull over, like right in front of the bikes,
yeah,
and jump out. And I'm like, what's going on? And like their daughter was sitting on the handlebars. One of them was on a bike. Wife was on a bike. One was on a bike. The daughter was sitting on the handlebars, got her toe in the spokes.
Mm.
And like it made the bike crash.
Yeah.
And so she got hurt. So fast forward a couple minutes, another neighbor comes into the neighborhood and pulls up behind my truck, which is sitting in front of a pile of bikes and an injured child.
Mm-hmm.
She jumps out of the car and says, do you need an attorney?
And you said,
my gosh.
It looks like I plowed through a family of four and was trying to talk my way out of charges.
That is really messed up.
Because they were literally strewn everywhere and crying, and it was...
Aww.
Yeah.
It's also crazy of the second neighbor, instead of being like, does anyone need help physically?
They did help. They did help. But,
first thought was, do you need a lawyer?
But it's because it's me, I think.
Yeah. Does that neighbor know that you are friends with Juan?
I don't think they knew that then.
Okay.
They know now.
Okay.
It's actually the ex-wife of my buddy Josh.
Yeah.
Was the person who was behind. So it was just this moment where, and just standing there, it was like giving a woman a Heimlich while you're, the bike tire was basically underneath the front tire of my truck. So it looked like I hit the family.
Right.
I have another one that I want to talk about. No, this is for Erica. I've had people, this used to happen to me. You make it look like your fiance Dane has had a DUI.
What?
Because you insist on driving.
I don't insist on driving.
I've never seen him drive ever. You only drive.
Oh, and it's, you make it look like he has an active.
Yes.
No. Oh my god.
Like, people do it all the time. People come to me and say, oh, he can't drive. And it's like,
I don't come to you
all the time. People just walk up to me and go, is that her fiance? Is he a bit of a drinker?
You know that I drive because I just bought a new car.
I know, but I'm saying this is one of those it's not what it looks like situations. You have to let him drive sometimes.
He does.
Or it looks like no one's seen it, Erica. It looks like he's got a problem.
You have seen him or me drive maybe four times.
Okay, that's a lot.
You're acting like I lock him up in the basement when I leave for work. It kind of looks
like it's like it does seem like he's subservient or he has a DUI.
Oh my god.
The only reason I'm saying that is because my friends, my ex-wife was exactly like you. No one could drive her car.
And they would see him drive my car.
I don't believe that. And they'd see me drive by and I would get texts from them going, what happened, man? And I'm like, oh, what?
It's just that he has an old car and I have a new Mazda. Mm-hmm. And she's lovely.
Okay. If you want to call with your stories, if it's not what it looks like, it doesn't have to be murder or DUI.
Right.
It can be relations related. We want to hear your it's not what it looks like stories. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
It kind of was what it looks like, but mostly it wasn't. This was when we were younger. My sister, we were in the office, you know, like how in your house you had an office.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, I learned something at school today. I want to show you. And I'm like, cool. You know, I'm the little sister. I'm so excited. And she's like, it's a karate kick. And she promised she wouldn't hit me. She ends up karate kicking me straight in the stomach. I was a rather round girl. The air is knocked out of me. I'm on the ground. And my mom comes in. And she's like,
club.
It's not what it looks like. Because she didn't mean to hit me. But she was just trying to show me a cool karate kick.
Doing a karate demo move.
Yeah, but the amount of times that my mom had to break up fights, I mean, it kind of was what it looked like.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
I saw someone said that they were helping their dad clean out their garage, and there were a few random items that they wanted to throw away. You know, like, where did it go? Duct tape, rope, shovel.
Oh.
But instead of throwing it away, he went on a hike and then got pulled over. And then the cop, so the cop was like, why do you have all this? He had to call his dad to corroborate the story.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you had a bag of lime, a shovel, and a rope.
I was like, I meant to throw it away, but forgot. And then I went on a hike.
Or
he's a murderer.
Yeah.
But like, you can carry around a shovel and be in a national park. But it looks
I remember one time when I was in high school, there was a kid who would throw parties every once in a while, and he had gotten busted a couple times, and he got like really annoyed. Because he kept getting busted. So I remember it was like a big deal. He's like, I'm having a party this Friday night, and it's root beer only. No alcohol, and we intentionally like turned the music up. Kids were all in the yard. They're playing root beer pong, doing everything. Cops get called. Cops show up, and it's like,
it's root beer.
What's the problem, officer?
Oh! What did they do?
They weren't as amused as we thought.
Oh my God.
But they did let us go, yeah. Because it was like,
because every single cop just has
everyone made a pact. They were like,
prove a point.
I don't know. It was
funny,
the first
dude.
Party I got invited to.
The root beer party.
That checks out, man. All right. Well, if you've got a situation that looked worse than it was, we call it It's Not What It Looks Like. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So what are we doing? It's not what it looks like.
I was
just remembered
frankly,
another one.
Not a clue.
I just remembered another story. One time, I was being Walter White for Halloween.
Okay.
And I made a bunch of rock candy, like little blue rock candy.
Maybe that wasn't a good idea.
To make it look like the blue crystal meth. And then to really sell it, I went to Hobby Lobby and they sell the tiny little Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
So I just had like 20 of the little Ziploc bags on the seat of my car and I got pulled. Oh, and I'm just like, dude.
But it didn't have the candy in it at the
time. Yes,
it
did.
Oh.
I was on my...
Officer, just eat one.
Yeah, I'm not... right. Like, I was like, I ate it in front of him. I'm like, I swear to God, it's rock candy. I'm like, watch me. I'm not going to get any more weird. But like, sorry.
Okay.
Lily?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like. What happened?
So, we were drinking for the 4th of July, and my boyfriend's brother got sick and I took him to the shower to help him get it cleaned up and he was not clothed and his brother walked in on us and it's not what it looks like.
Why were you with your clothes on? Just throw them all in there. Just wear a bathing suit.
But he, it was
I
kind
was wearing
of
a bathing suit, but he was not.
So you saw your boyfriend's brothers.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
You did?
It was unfortunate. Yes. Yeah.
How do they compare?
Stop it.
Oh,
no.
You know you were wondering. Yes, I'm just the one with the courage to ask.
No. I'm just wondering if you stayed with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I did. We got him in the shower, and once his brother got in, and I hosed him off, his brother came in, and he was like, do you want me to take over? I was like, yeah. Because it was very awkward, but it was not what it looked like.
Interesting.
Okay.
You did the right thing.
Boyfriend. I mean, you were being a good person.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. No, that's great. There is a line, and that's way over the line. Yeah.
You just stick the whole person in the shower. Clothes on.
Let them,
right.
And yeah. you let them figure it out.
And yeah. also, you let your boyfriend figure it out with his own brother.
Amy?
Yai.
It's not what it looks like.
So when I was 16, I had just gotten my license. The only car available from my family to drive was a 1996 GMC Safari. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically an old white creeper van that only has one sliding door into the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Nice.
And yeah. And you just happen to be driving around with a bunch of mini candy bars?
Yeah, I mean, full size. That's what the cops thought.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, you got pulled over and they thought you were a creeper.
I got pulled over because the cops thought that I was driving around juvenile delinquents.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And it was just me.
My God.
Did you escape the compound?
Wow. Yep.
Okay. So how do you explain your way out of it? We're just like, we're poor and this is the only van we could afford.
Yeah, he used his flashlight because it was nighttime, and he used his flashlight to look in the back, and he was like, is there anybody in the back seat? And I was like, what? No.
You're no, like, I hope not.
You're the police. Help me.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. These are awesome.
Let me off with a warning.
A warning for what? For poor taste in vehicles? You can't warn me. Like, what? Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you, Amy. What? He pulled you over for no reason.
It's on her permanent record.
Dustin?
Yay.
Yay. It's not what it looks like.
So I used to be a cop, and one busy St. Patrick's Day, I get sent to this call, and the call is basically a naked woman in the middle of the road.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking the worst, you know, she's been assaulted or something terrible has happened to this woman, and I'm the only one going to this call, so I show up by myself, and sure enough, there's this naked woman lying in the middle of the road. I get out of my car, I go over to her, I kind of shake her, she looks up at me, and she's just like, hey, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, why? And I'm like, well, you're naked in the middle of the street. And she's just like, it's St. Patrick's Day, what do you expect?
What?
So she basically got up, the ambulance came, they wrapped a towel around her, and it was the easiest call I ever went on St. Patrick's Day.
Did you by chance ever pull over a white van?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.